Well, good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Jesus, our Messiah. The name of this broadcast is Cross the Border, and I'm Nicholas, and today is a live, December the 25th, live edition of Prophecy Reality. And so just want to say happy holy days to everyone out there, and always remember that every day when you belong to Christ, every day is holy unto the Lord. And a lot of people put me down for saying happy holidays or holy days instead of merry that, Christmas. But I'm not a Catholic. I don't do any kind of mass. No matter what they call it, I'm not a Catholic. But let every day be holy, a holy day or a holiday unto the Lord. You take a word like a holiday, and people hear it, but they don't hear holy. They don't hear holy at all. So everything's kind of lost, and it's just kind of something you set aside for one part of the year. But for all of us true believers, all of us blood-bought believers, the elect of God, every day is holy. So we don't want to reserve it for a certain part of the year. And so I don't do all the pagan festivities. And, I'm not going to condemn anybody if they have a tree or want to put up lights or whatever. That's fine. It doesn't bother me at all. What are we going to talk about today? Well, not too many people here. I guess they're all unwrapping their presents under the tree, right? Okay. Well, I wanted to talk about something. There's something going on in the world. And if you go to your Google or whatever your search engine is and you put in disappearing cash, you'll find something rather peculiar comes up. So I'm going to take a look at some of these articles here. I've got one from Zero Hedge. And it says, hundreds of billions in gold and cash are quietly disappearing. Something strange is going on at the same time that the central banks are injecting $100 billion each month in electronic money to crush volatility and ramp markets. A similar amount in hard physical currency and precious metals is literally disappearing. And so he goes on to talks about gold purchases are up over the last year or two by the central banks. Let's see, it looks like they bought billions of dollars worth of gold? Yeah, they don't tell you, they just have a number here, so I don't know. But it says, looks like gold purchases are by central banks are twice from January to October of 2019. Of what they were from January to October of 2018. What that means, I don't know. But, if the gold's disappearing, we know where it's disappearing to. The central banks are buying it since they doubled their purchases of, 1,200 tons or 57 billion of unexplained gold flows in just the last 3 years. It says, but it was another even more bizarre discovery by Goldman. And so they're, what do we make of it? And the disappearing cash. What do we make of that? And here's another article here. This is from PJ Media. Why is the world's cash disappearing? Banks are asking, but no one seems to know. So are people putting this under their mattresses or digging holes in the ground? And you can understand why cash would be disappearing, especially with the Western European banks paying negative interest rates. That means you put your money in the bank and they're going to take some of it away from you. So it makes more sense to start squirreling cash away. And that may be it. Or maybe those billionaires out there. We've got a lot of billionaires now. Think about this quite often, though. If all these billionaires, they're billionaires because they have they have billions of dollars, right? But where do they keep it? Like in a vault or at a bank? Or, maybe they're buying pallet loads of money and, you know, squirreling it away in a private vault somewhere. And they're taking all this money out of circulation. So actually what they're doing by taking all this money out of circulation, these billionaires, and squirreling it away, they're giving the opportunity for the government to print money or create digital money to fill the void of what's been taken out of the of what is currency. You know, currency, that would be what is currently out there in the in the money ether, or whatever you would call it. And I'm sure they have these financial whizzes. They have special words for all these things I'm trying to say. I'm just not an economic expert, so I don't know what the right words are. And let's see, the Wall Street Journal also has an article. So you can check these out. World's cash is disappearing, and bankers aren't sure where it went. Now, if the bankers aren't sure where it went, check your pockets. Society is increasingly going cashless, but banknotes are more in demand. Bankers search for clues. And it's got some guy up here with a magnifying glass looking at a euro bill. So whether people are squirreling it away, or maybe it's a banker's plot. I mean, you know, they pretty much caused the first worldwide recession back there. 100 or so years ago, 100 years ago, less than 100 years ago, 1929, whenever it was, when the first Great Depression hit, we know that they were withdrawing money and making it scarce. And that's a problem if money is scarce. But you see, at the same time, you know, a few people are now talking about, why aren't we balancing the budget instead of talking about impeaching Trump or whatever? Really? Balancing the budget? I mean, how is that going to work? You know, we have nothing to balance. There's no real money out there. You know, that money you have in your pocket, you don't own it. It's not yours. At least before digital money, at least you got to hold on to a piece of paper, but it wasn't yours. I mean, why do you think if you've got $10,000 on your person and you're in your automobile, you know, on your way to an auction to purchase another automobile or a work of art or a home or whatever, and you're carrying $10,000 cash, and the local banditos, the highwaymen, stop you with their, you know, flashing lights and siren, and then they casually ask you if you have any cash, and you're an idiot if you say, well, I've got $10,000, because they'll steal it from you. And they'll steal it with impunity. As a matter of fact, you have to fight to get it back, even though you haven't committed a crime, just for carrying cash. Huh, yeah, think about that. But it happened. But it's not your money. They get to make the rules about what they do with their money. And they say, their rules say, if one of their policy enforcers, one of their highwaymen, banditos on the road stop you and find you with a bunch of cash, that they can confiscate it. That's their rules now. So it's not yours. You don't own it. That's why you have to fight to get it back, because you don't own it. Now, we used to own our money. You know, America was founded upon the principle that the people would own their money, and that money would be defined by weight in precious metals. And it was, you know, we had the coinage act, and, you know, an ounce of gold was $20, and each dollar was so many grains of gold or silver. And so, and they used precious metals, the silver for the change, you know. But now, who owns their money? And you go out there with real money that you own in your pockets, and most people don't know what to do with it. You can't go into, you know, Save Mart or Walmart or one of these marts out there. You can't walk in there with gold and spend it, can you? But you can go to some of these smaller markets and spend it. They know what it is. They'll look up on their computer the going rate for it, and they'll exchange it for you. And I think that's where it may go if we do have our cash crash, whatever. And so they may be setting us up for the final crash, the one that they really want to bring about the mark of the beast. And man, you can see where it's going with the way things are going and the way the world hates, especially Christianity. I mean, when you have liberals embracing Islam, you know, and I mean, they're notorious for murdering homosexuals, whatever, throwing them off buildings and allowing husbands to murder their wives or whatever for small disobedience. But they'd rather embrace them than the Protestant Christianity that was really part of the founding of this country, that, you know, that gave us the liberties that made this country great. Yeah, they'd rather embrace anything else but the truth. And that's the point. So will 2020 be the year? Were the bankers wrong when they speculated? Well, they weren't wrong. You know, in 1988, when they put on the Economy magazine, what was the name of that magazine cover? Yeah, that one. And they said that the world would be digital. That was their target date. They said 30 years from now. So we set 2018 as their target date. We talked about that in the past, and I wrote about that in my book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. I got a whole chapter on the Mark of the Beast and their plan. And their plan is still, you know, in order, and things are working perfectly for it. And this whole disappearing cash phenomena in this year, right before the 2020, I mean, they have, you know, like the world government over there, the United Nations, they have their 2030 initiative. So this is going to be it. It's going to happen sometime in the next 10 years. That would be my speculation. But it's a pretty good bet. And this disappearing cash is just one more thing. And, you know, all I can say to all of you out there is use cash, please. As much cash as you can. I still use cash for most of my expenditures every month. Some things like on my online expenses that I have to use, you know, online currency for. But yeah, use cash. And make sure that if you have a lot of cash, unlike me, if you're a billionaire, a millionaire, or even a 100,000-aire, which I'm none of those, okay? I have to admit, I'm just a poor boy over here, just barely getting by month to month. But I do have some stash and some silver, you know, the poor man's gold, so that, you know, if we go into this system failure that I believe that they're really trying hard, because I believe that the Antichrist has always wanted what the Bible says that he's going to get at the end. Read it for yourself at the end of Revelation chapter 13, where the Antichrist requires everyone to have his mark or his number or the name of his number or some way to worship him in order to have the privilege of buying and selling in his monetary system, which with digital currency will be total control. So I see the day that they're going to outlaw cash. And is it going to happen in the next 10 years? Yes, where everyone has to bring their, if you want your cash, you can keep your cash, but they're going to set a date when it is worth nothing. And they're going to make unreported barters illegal. Yeah, you're going to have to report all of your bartering. Yeah, it's going to be illegal trade for you to barter without reporting it to the government. And here's the whole thing is, you know, they're going to say that everyone needs to pay their fair share in taxes. But there's no real money. You know, when gold and silver was money, then the government needed some of your money to operate because they had none of their own. They produced nothing, and they relied upon the people to produce it. Okay? But now the money is not real. They just print it out of thin air, or they create digits out of thin air. So the government doesn't really need to run it down an inquisition on all the citizens of the world anymore. Really, they don't. It's all digital. You know, every time someone gets paid, they can just automatically take 50% of everybody's pay if it's all digital. Nobody needs to pay or report any taxes. They just make it one equal thing. No, but they want to play these mind games, these financial games, in order to control people. See, because they want to know what each and every person is spending all of their hard-earned labor on. So they want to run down an inquisition, because that's all it is. I mean, you fill out your 1040 inquisition form yet this year? Oh, well, you've got until April Fool's Day to do it. April Fool's Day, I think that's April 15th, isn't it? Yeah. They see, the Antichrist wants to know. The Antichrist wants full control. But if the money, you don't even own it, and they create it out of thin air, and they can just create what they want. Or they just take 50% from you. I mean, they're already doing that. I mean, I know that, you know, at the beginning of this century, you know, a mere 20 years ago, I know that everything costs twice what it did then, now. Now everything has doubled in price. Everything. And some things have more than doubled in price. I mean, I remember after 9/11, gas was a 99 cents a gallon. What is it now? It's three something a gallon. You know, it's because people stopped driving. I don't know what happened there. But you get the idea. So gas is like three times what it was at the turn of the century. Like I said, I go out and buy a battery. It's twice what it cost me to buy it 4 or 5 or 6 years ago, whatever the life of the battery was. Every time I turn around, even in a year, some things have doubled. So it's hyperinflation is ramping up. And you all know what I'm talking about, regardless of what the government says. Oh, there's only 3% in interest inflation rate. Yeah, right. You know, if you got billions of dollars, or if you're working for the government and you're making, you know, 50, 60, 100, 200, 300,000 a year, depending on what part of the government you're in, well, you're doing fine, you know. But try being out here like us poor folks who are only earning, you know, maybe $1,000 or $2,000 a month. We got to pay all our bills, plus everything it costs me to run First Amendment Radio with less than $2,000 a month. That's comfortable, you know. Do you think I want to report to the government all the details of my minute, below poverty level transactions for the whole year? I mean, why are they inquiring with me? Why don't they inquire with, like I said, they don't really need to inquire anymore. There's no real money. It's all a scam. It's all just about control. Let me check the chat room, see if we got any input in here, because I'm not really doing any special pre-recorded stuff today. I'm just going to go on for 2 hours like this. So if anyone wants to, yes, he who has the gold rules. That's what corporate in the chat room says. So we got one person, two people, three people in the chat room, four people. Yeah, well, I know how to pick them, don't I? No, I don't know. This seems like we become more unpopular here over at First Amendment Radio year by year. I don't know what it'll take, but to bring people back over here, I guess everybody's just too busy. They say that the economy's doing great. Well... Must be great for a bunch of other people. I'm telling you, yeah, it must be. Yeah, it must be great if you're playing if you're a socialist. What you think about that? Okay, what else are we going to have to talk about today? Well, thinking about the last year, anybody want to talk about what has happened over the last year? Do these things really surprise you? Things like Chick-fil-A. And how about Christianity Today? And it's, you know, it just shows me how much the three frog spirits are permeating into the visible church on earth, that they're all left and right embracing, you know, the faux marriage thing. I mean, you see, if it was me, I would tell people, don't even bother to go down and get a state license. I mean, you're just putting yourself on an equal par with those that need a license from God but can't get it, you know. And you go to the state for something, you don't need a license from the state to do what God says you can do. God says men and women should get married and have children and raise up and nurture those children and the admonition of the Lord. You know, you don't need a license from the state to do that. God already gives you license. It's written in the book. Get the book. The book is your license. You can do everything that God says you can do. And what he says you can't do, well, you need to repent about those things. And you need to conform, you know, your mind and your heart and your thinking to the image that God wants you, to the image of his only begotten Son. That's what you need to do. Repent, the kingdom is at hand. Now, it's only those that want to break God's law that need a license from the state. But still, that doesn't, you know, that's, you're going to stand before the great judge on, you know, that great day of God Almighty, you know, and the second resurrection, and where what will be reserved for you is the second death. Yeah, that's right, the second death. Because you're going to stand up before God and say, well, look, the state gave me a license to kill my child before it was born. The state gave me a license to marry, you know, some other guy, or if you're a woman, to marry some other girl. The state gave me a license. God says, I don't recognize your license. You know, that license is no good in the kingdom of God. Here, I'm going to send you a place where that license is good. A lot of good it's going to do you there, okay? You know, repent. The kingdom is at hand. You know, don't be deceived. God's word never changes, and he never changes. And just because, you know, someone out there may be telling you things that you want to hear that feed the lusts of your flesh, that go along with the things that the world is screaming, don't believe it for a minute. Read God's word. Yeah. And repent, you know, ask God to teach you obedience to his word, to give you the strength to walk in his kingdom day by day, to renew your mind and your heart by the washing of the water of his word. That's the most important thing. Okay, you're listening to Nicholas on First Amendment Radio, and the program is Prophecy Reality. So if you got any questions, comments, you want to call in or something like that, I'll be back in a few minutes. So why don't you join me?
Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust, I will not be afraid. Behold, God is my strength.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
The book of Revelation says, the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. This is at the very heart of FirstAmendmentRadio.com. In that spirit, we have created the Prophecy Reality News app for all of your mobile devices, streaming First Amendment Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Available for your Apple, Android device, and smartphone absolutely free. Get the Prophecy Reality News app installed today, so you can listen to First Amendment Radio wherever you are. The Prophecy Reality News app. Get it now.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Back, you're listening to Across the Border, a Prophecy Reality Edition, and we are live right now on December 25th. It is a happy holy day to everybody out there. See, I do not hear anything the Prophecy Reality News item in the right column. Really? You mean I'm not broadcasting on YouTube? Is that what you're saying? I do not see or hear anything. I think you have to... Okay, well, that's what I was checking. Am I actually broadcasting on the video and the audio, and is the sound good? It all looks good from here, but I can't listen remotely, so I think you guys are... Somebody's hearing me, at least, out there. And that's... Yeah. That's why it was nice when... Let's see, Virginia Michael used to sit in the room here with me. But now he's, how's the chickens going, Michael? Yeah, it's tough, man, trying to scratch out a living, to use a pun, with chickens. And it's difficult. I mean, I've tried different things here, too, to, you know, because I'm a carpenter. So I thought, well, you know, I'll make picnic tables and bunk beds, and I think I made some picnic tables and bunk beds and you know, was able, like, to sell one. Everybody's running down to Home Depot and buying these picnic table kits, and they're paying more for that, and they have to put it together themselves, and then it looks like junk when they're done. rather than buy one of my picnic tables, which are great. I have to say, just because they're made by a journeyman carpenter, that would be me. Okay, no, you are not, says, with the Listen Live selection, that's an incomplete sentence, so still I know nothing, yeah. He says, I'm listening to the Listen Live. Yeah, I know that works, because that's the thing I do have a monitor for. Okay, stop streaming, it says, and the profile is PRN Live, so it says that, okay, let me see. Says waiting. I'm trying it right on the air live here to see if it's actually working or not. It says waiting for Prophecy Reality at 9 a.m. Okay, well, Okay, doesn't seem to be working. So maybe I'm not on. Yeah, so I get nothing from anybody, huh? Nobody's listening to the live stream on audio there. Well, that's kind of disappointing to think it's not working at all, and I might as well just go back to sound only, huh? Because the thing is, I had some exhibits that I wanted to put on the air, but you know, nobody can see them if you can't watch them on video. And the other problem I had was that. That if I put an exhibit on the audio, on the video stream, that nobody could hear it on the audio streams. And so that's going to require extra wiring and switches and soldering and stuff. And boy, you know, I have so much to do already that I have to try to figure that out. So I'm thinking maybe I should only do video streaming for this show and replay it next week on sound, because then I can edit and paste the sound in that was missing from the audio stream. Like last week, I think I played a clip, a video clip, but it didn't go over the audio stream, so it gets a little complicated here, especially being your own producer, sound guy, chief bottle cook, and washer, bottle washer, cook, bottle, whatever, you know what I'm trying to say. Static picture? Huh. Well. Okay, well, I guess PRNY. Yeah, that's weird. Okay, because if I'm not doing that, let's see. Let me open up my YouTube studio. And then YouTube's changing everything, making it very difficult. Your channel. Yeah, they keep changing things and I can't find things anymore. It's getting more difficult. That's why you gotta hire tech guys for yourself. But of course, I don't have any Catholic supporters to, you know, funding me. Yeah, the Pope is, you know, and his Antichrist shadow government, they're not funneling any money my way through their various channels like they are to all of the futurists out there and all of the Jew-hating anti-Zionists like Rick Wiles. You know, I got one message for Rick Wiles. Rick Wiles, it's not the Zionists. It's the Antichrist. You know, I don't get that. That's something we can talk about, is why Christians believe their Bible, right? Supposed to, yeah, chief cook and bottle washer. Thank you for that, Corp Raid. Yeah. Christians are supposed to believe the Bible, and they're supposed to believe that they say that the Antichrist is going to rule before Jesus comes, and he's also going to control the money. They all believe that, especially the futurists. But they all believe it's going to be during a seven-year period, and they've been told that, well, we can't know who the Antichrist is because he won't be revealed until the Holy Spirit is taken out of the way. And, of course, that's a total, total speculation, because there's nothing anywhere in the Bible that says that. It's just, you know, someone made that up. It sounded good, so they bought into it. The Holy Spirit ain't going nowhere. telling you, the Holy Spirit's going to be here the whole time, that when Jesus comes, and there's not going to be a 7-year tribulation period. But, you know, like Rick Wiles thinks that the Jews are going to run. Where in the Bible does it say that the Zionists are trying to rule the world or going to take over the world? It doesn't. It says the Antichrist is. So even Rick Wiles, who says he doesn't believe in rapture, why isn't he looking for the Antichrist then? Or does he not believe that he can know who the Antichrist is either? Huh. Yeah. Yes, that's right. If it were possible, the very elect would be deceived. And we can thank God that it's not possible for the elect to be deceived when the time is critical. I mean, because we've all been deceived, and we're, you know, some of us are elect, and even all of the elect will admit that they've been deceived at some time in their life. And there may be things that, you know, I'm deceived about now. Of course, I'd like to say no, because there are things that I'll admit that I don't know. So it's only if I don't admit that I or that I claim to know something that I don't really know, then I'm deceived. Yeah. So as God's elect, we shouldn't be doing that, or we should repent of doing things like that, of claiming to have knowledge that we don't have. Okay? That's what deception is, claiming to have knowledge or believing that you have knowledge that you don't really have. You know, open our eyes, Father, you know. Let your Holy Spirit work in us to open our eyes to see that we don't know what we don't know. And that's that. So I'd like to say that I'm not deceived about anything, but there's a lot of things I don't know about, and I admit freely that I don't know them yet. But I will know them one day, because when I see him, I'll be like him, and I will know even as I am known. You know, I'm just quoting scripture there. I know that's the truth. You know, there's no deceit there. So if it were possible, the very elect would be deceived. So what's the context of that, Corporate? I got a phone number there, or you can Skype me. And then, now I got Skype on a different computer, because I had to get a new computer. That's why I was off for a week, because my computer started to crash. I think the processor went bad in it, or burned in it, or something. So, but now this new computer's got Windows 10, and I'm still trying to figure out how to make everything work on it. Everything's there that I need to do. It's just, you know, they've put more layers to hide things from the dumb masses to keep them out of the inner workings of the computer. Whereas it's just got more difficult as from XP into when everything was pretty plain and simple. You know, it's like looking under the hood of a 1950s or 60s car and then pulling up a new car next to it and opening the hood on it. And it's just, I mean, it's like the cavity is filled with tubes and wires and every space. But you look at the old car, and there's a motor in the middle, and there's a whole bunch of space around it that isn't filled up with junk. And you go, what? Nobody can work on their car anymore because all this stuff's in the way. And we don't know what it does, but if we move something or disconnect something, you know, it'll all stop working because it's so complicated. And you go, why? I just don't understand. Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know how many of you have done that, you know, pulled up, compared a 50-60s car with a 2010 automobile. So open the hood and look, and you go, wow, why is all this stuff here? if it worked with this, you know, why is all this here? To save a few gallons of gas? You know, I don't really think they needed all that stuff to save a few gallons of gas. I'm sorry. Just something's wrong with this picture. Yeah. I think they just did that to keep you out from under the hood. Yeah, they want people messing with it. But it's against the law in California to mess with your... Yeah, to mess with your, clean air systems, that thing, that stuff. Oh, see. Well, keeps dropping. Virginia Michael keeps jumping in and out of the room. Are you working today, Michael? Yeah, I miss you over here, man. Wish you weren't so far away on the other side of the country. Yeah. Seems like everybody that has been in my studio is now on the other side of the country going, California, I'm going to get away from it as far as I can. Well, California is a beautiful place. The land is beautiful. It's God's green earth. The mountains are gorgeous. The weather is hot in the summer, but it's as cold as it gets now. Right now, we have a fairly mild winter so far. Yeah, over here. And I heat my house with wood. I've got a 100-year supply of wood out here. Well, maybe that's exaggerating a little bit, but probably enough to last me, 10 or 20 years. Yes, I had those tree cutting services. I had them dumping here before they started shredding the whole tree. So they used to cut up the tree into logs and they'd shred the limbs and then they'd come over here and dump it. So I got, for years I had them dumping on my property. So I got wood chips everywhere in the soil, turned in, and got a practical lifetime worth of firewood for my wood stove to keep us warm. That's nice. It's like a nice little savings account there that I don't have to pay for heating in another way. And I'll tell you, I need it too, as praise God that he's provided for my retirement years that I'm in right now. Because I'm retired from the world. Yeah, pretty much. That's it. I'm retired from the whole employment system out there. I retired from that a long time ago. Just have no part in it. I'm not a socialist. I don't have, their number is not my number. They can keep it. I don't want it. Really, seriously. But the problem is now I can't even get a passport. Yes, that's right. That was Obama did that to me. President. And I thought about writing Trump. Maybe he would clear that up because, the whole thing about the State Department denying me a passport because I'm not a socialist. But I thought, nah, there are probably plenty of shadow government operatives in there right now. And I don't really want to bring any attention to myself. If I have to leave the country, I'll have to cross the border illegally. That's about it. Unless I can get a foreign passport. And I might be working on that. Virginia Michael says, working at home today, building a table and bench to sell. Doing any good with that? I hope so, man. Pray for your prosperity over there. I know how difficult it is and how difficult it can be to operate. Corporate, we're the same age, man. There you go. Since you're advertising it in the chat room, I'll just say yes, we're the same age. Okay. Yes, indeed. So I don't collect Social Security. I don't got no Medicaid, Medi-Cal, Medi-anything. The only thing I got is the Word of God. And I live by that the best I can. And I've had a few health scares. And Michael would appreciate this because he got me going. He was over here for a few years helping me out before he moved to Virginia. And he got me on salads. And he introduced me to kombucha, that tea. Not to say that I started drinking it or making it because I haven't learned how to make it yet. But I do need some help with that, Michael. If you can help me out with that, making it, because I think, man, I need to make my own. But the problem is I still go to the dentist, okay? I haven't seen a doctor since I think I was a teenager or a very young adult. Oh, yeah. I did. Once in my 20s, I went to a doctor because I had a sinus infection. And after that, I decided that I would never get a sinus infection again. And I never did, okay? To this day, I've never had another sinus infection. I thought, that's bad news. So the doctor, you know, because you had to go to a doctor to get antibiotics, and that's a problem, okay? And antibiotics, I guess they can be a good thing, but they can also be very dangerous. Because I've been going to the dentist, and I got an implant this year, finally. But last year, they did a bone graft from my leg to my jaw so they could put the implant in because I didn't have enough bone. And the second, let's see, when I went in there for the surgery to put the implant in, they gave me some antibiotics. Or was it? I can't remember. No, it was the first time. When I went in there for the surgery to have the bone graft, they gave me some antibiotics. And then after the antibiotics, I had a reaction. And it's called an autoimmune reaction. I had an autoimmune reaction to the antibiotics. And, you know, weird stuff starts happening when you get autoimmune disease. And I started getting blood blisters. First, I got a big lump in my hand. It showed up in my left hand first. And then on my arm, I started getting blood blisters in my skin. You know, these big blotches. You see them on a lot of old people. And Then I started to research into that because it's scary stuff, man. And I feel sorry for people who run to the doctors to take care of it. But I've doctored myself all these years. And so I started researching into it and I found out that it was autoimmune disease or an autoimmune reaction, not disease. It was a reaction to my digestive system being thrown out of kilter, my enzymes and probiotics. It was the antibiotics that just threw me all out, and so I was getting undigested proteins in my blood, and my body was attacking itself, and that's what was going on. And I was thinking, man, if that damage is going on my hand and on the skin of my arm, then it can be happening anywhere in my body. And that's a scary thought. And so I looked into it and I started, I was already taking probiotics, but that wasn't helping me with the enzyme balance, but it was the kombucha tea. I went out and bought me a bunch of kombucha tea. And now I'm drinking it regularly, you know. And I might go a few days here and there without it, but it's a regular thing for me now. But it would be nice if I made my own, if I knew how. I guess I need to research it, but I have so much to do, you know, that it's hard to do, so I have to spend the money to buy it. But anyway, so if you get an autoimmune reaction, that's not normal. It's not supposed to happen with age. It's like a lot of people, you know, like when I was in my 40s, and we all know how many years ago that was now, I started getting arthritis in my hands. And I worked at the radio station over in Delano, California. It was KDNO. It was one of the largest, farthest reaching broadcast stations as far as the area coverage in the state of California at the time. And when I was working there, and someone brought in some of Dr. Wallach's things, you know, packages, I think it was, he called it the pig pack, because pigs don't get arthritis, not because there's any pig in it. Clear that up right away. But anyway, so it sat there on the table for a couple months, and I was starting to get arthritis in my hands. I'd have to wear gloves to drive to, because my hands would get cold, and then, you know, and this, and I'm going, people, I'd tell people, oh, that's just age. You have to accept it. You're just getting old, man. 40? I don't know. You know how old I am now? I don't think 40 was old at all. You know, 20 years, 25 years go by or more, and you think 40 isn't old anymore, is it out there, guys? No, those are young men. You're not supposed to be getting arthritis and having to wear these, you know, because I didn't start wearing these until the last at least 10 years. And really the last 5 years I've had to, now I have to wear them to read and all the time. But until the last 5 years, it's not really normal to get that old that early, I think. Anyway, so I started taking Dr. Wallach's Ultimate Classic with 90 essential minerals and vitamins and other antioxidants and all that stuff. And you know what? Within 90 days, I had no more arthritis. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to have to keep doing this, because I can't afford to not do this. And so I've been taking the product ever since. And I know Michael takes something similar to it from another. But there's very little out there that's like that, you know, that's like that product. So if you're having any of those problems, I suggest especially, you know, start young and look at it as not, I can't afford that. You know, I'm paying $45 for a quart of this stuff that I'm, you know, no, it's part of your food budget. I mean, you aren't going to stop buying food because it costs you, you know, a couple hundred dollars a month. Oh, that's too expensive. I can't eat. You know, it's part of your food budget. You know, the junk food you're buying that you're spending $50 a month on, well, stop buying that and buy this stuff instead. And if you're really interested in that, you can go to firstamendmentradio.com homepage, and there in the left-hand column, you'll see a link. I think there's a link there. I got to look at that. I haven't seen that. I never go to the homepage anymore. I guess here it is right here. In the left-hand column near the bottom, oh, you'll see the bottle there. It says Majestic Earth Ultimate. The bottle doesn't even look like that anymore. But you click on that there, and it'll take you to the Youngevity site. And let me see where that does take you. This page isn't working, it says. Oh, there it is. And let me see. Ah, yes. And so you can look it up there, the Ultimate Classic, and order it there. And any profit from that goes to charity, okay? I know, because I set it up. It doesn't even go to First Amendment Radio. It goes to Full Life Crusade. You can see that on the page here. Okay, I'll be back in a few minutes.
First on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. President Trump is tweeting about Christianity Today. John Decker explains.
The evangelical magazine founded by the late Reverend Billy Graham has published a surprising editorial calling for President Trump's removal. In response, the president tweeting, Christianity Today knows nothing about reading a perfect transcript of a routine phone call and would rather have a radical left non-believer who wants to take your religion and your guns than Donald Trump as your president. He continued, no president has done more for the evangelical community, and it's not even close. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Franklin Graham has responded to the piece, saying, quote, for Christianity Today to side with the Democratic Party in a totally partisan attack on the President of the United States is unfathomable. Revealing that the last vote his father cast was for Trump, Franklin went on to claim that Billy Graham knew Donald Trump, he believed in Donald Trump, and he voted for Donald Trump. He believed that Donald J. Trump was the man for this hour in history for our nation. An immigration reform activist says Democrats have clearly retreated on their pledge not to fund a dime for President Trump's border wall. Chad Groening has more.
The Democrat-controlled House approved $1.4 billion for Trump's border wall, but it was far less than the $8.6 billion for the barrier and other immigration issues the president deemed essential. The border wall money was part of a massive $1.4 trillion spending package. Ira Melman of the Federation for American Immigration Reform says the Democrats have at least tacitly acknowledged the need for a border barrier.
For them, it is a retreat on their adamant position that they weren't going to allocate one dime for this wall. So I think that this is a victory for those who want border security.
Melman says fair officials recently visited the southern border.
You talk to law enforcement, you talk to people who work and live down along that border, they will tell you that border wall is extremely effective. And the problem is that there are huge gaps in it, and the failure to have effective border enforcement in those areas is wreaking havoc on the lives of people in those border communities, and it ultimately filters through to the rest of the country.
Melman says while $1.4 billion is a start, much more is needed for what has been a signature component of Trump's White House agenda. I'm Chad Groening.
An anti-euthanasia group is calling into question experiments in states where doctor-assisted suicide is legal. Charlie Butts reports.
The experiments are taking place in Washington and Oregon in an effort to find a cocktail of lethal drugs that are inexpensive yet will kill a patient who qualifies for assisted suicide. Alex Schadenberg of the Euthanasia Prevention Coalition alerted AFN to the problem.
What's important about this issue is twofold. One, of course, is it's a lie to say that this is a safe, easy death. In fact, it's not. Assisted suicide is often horrific, quite often painful, and usually it takes a long time.
Secondly, the medical personnel have been doing the experiments on human beings.
So these are what you call human experiments. I think this is possibly unethical, and if the federal government, the Controlled Substances Act people, realized what was going on, they would probably have to shut it down, because you can't be doing human experiments on someone and having failures like this.
The first two sets of drug combinations have failed, with victims experiencing burning throats and painful deaths, or it took lengthy periods of time for the person to die. Schadenberg says they have developed a third lethal cocktail and are beginning to experiment with it on human beings. I'm Charlie Butts.
Christmas holiday travel is likely to be difficult this weekend due to pending weather. Janice Dean with an update.
A series of weather systems will impact the Northwest and California this weekend. Very heavy rain with the risk of flooding, heavy mountain snow, and high winds will make travel difficult in some of these cities. Meanwhile, another powerful storm developing over the northeast Gulf Coast will bring soaking rainfall and gusty winds over parts of the southeast and Florida. Keep listening to your local forecasts for the latest details, and you can anticipate some delays. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Everything looks like it's still working in the audio anyway, but I guess YouTube changed everything, and for some reason, I don't know how to stream on YouTube anymore. I had it all set up like I usually do, and it just plain doesn't work, and YouTube says I'm not streaming, but my my studio program says that I am. So anyway, it's recording, so everyone gets to watch the video after I send it up, and we'll see what happens there. Weird. They made things easier over there. I like it when they fix things so that they don't work anymore. Yeah, I like that. How about you? Please. You know, they keep changing it. Not, they don't make it better. You know, the old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Please. Please don't fix it. Some people just like to change things for the sake of change, even if they have to make it more difficult. We just think it's cooler this way or something. I don't get it. That's the way of the world. I guess they're getting paid. They have to justify their salaries, I guess. We're changing things. Not always for the better, but hey, we are changing things. Okay, well, enough of that. I'm just going to assume that the video is not even all of the things I was going to show you. I'm glad I decided not to because of my audio problems. Okay. Anyway. Happy holidays, everyone. Happy holy days. May every day of your life be holy unto Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Yes, may it all be holy unto him. Because if it isn't, then you got nothing anyway. I mean, if you only have holy days a few days out of the year, well, those are for you, but not for him, okay? It's not really Jesus' birthday. It might be yours, but it's not his, okay? Otherwise, you'd be giving presents to him. But I can't find that in the Bible anywhere. Everybody, it's mandatory. No, I think that was the Antichrist who wants you to celebrate his birthday. Yeah, and he says, go ahead, give everyone you love presents, not me. Well, of course, the Antichrist wants all your money too. I'm sure of it. Quite sure of it. Okay, maybe we ought to think about, is there anything intelligent we can talk about on this holy day? Corporate says, yes. A reminder that every day is holy. As my grandchildren were over here this weekend, and I said something about holy days instead of holidays. He expected to hear of holidays, but he said, never made the connection before that holidays were holy days. And, you know, people call it a holiday because they didn't have to work. Gonna have holiday, yeah. And so they just adopted the word, and now it has no connection to anything holy whatsoever, for the world, that is. And like I said, so I explained to them that I'm not a Catholic, and I don't celebrate Mass of any kind. It doesn't matter what you put in front of it, I'm still not doing Mass. So, because I was, we even went to the local Baptist church on Sunday, and the pastor said, he made a remark about, you know, it's okay to say Merry Christmas or something. And don't be afraid to say whatever. Just a small remark on it. This is a popular thing that people are throwing out there. So he fell into that. And he, as opposed to Happy Holidays. And I go, well, I would rather say Happy Holy Days, you know, all the time. Than Merry Christmas, because I don't do Mass. Am I going to go Merry Christ? That doesn't even make sense. Why is it Merry? You know, why are we wishing people a Merry Christ Mass? And how is that better than Happy Holy Days? You know, I'd rather have Happy Holidays every day of the year than one Merry Christ Mass. one day a year. But anyway, I know what people think, and I'm a big Scrooge, and, you know, I would deprive children of gifts and candy several days out of the year. Well, 3 days out of the year, because there's three high holy days where children get gifts and candy, and that is pagan Easter celebration, and then they have the pagan Halloween celebration, and then they have the pagan death of the sun, death and rebirth of the sun celebration, where they bribe children with gifts and candy, and then the parents have to go, oh golly, you know, I did that one, and I love that so much. And, you know, what child doesn't love getting gifts and candy? But you know what? Just break out every so often and give your children gifts and candy. You know, I do. I don't want to deprive them. You know, that's my daughter. She gets gifts and candy, you know, and I like to celebrate. I mean, you know, gifts and candy just at the spur of the moment. It doesn't have to have anything to do with the birth and death of the sun on the winter equinox or with a made-up Jesus birthday, you know. You can give gifts and candy all the time, you know, not too much. You know, just, you know, surprise people. You know, Christmas is not a surprise. You know, we could act like it is. But anyway, don't want to deprive each other. I get it. So if you want to put up trees and go through all those motions, well, you know, you don't need my permission, okay? And I'm not giving it to you anyway, because what do I have to do with it? Nothing. yeah. I mean, I haven't even celebrated my own birthday in 25 years. You know, because I look at it this way. Another way I look at it is, you know, everything I'm after is not in this life. It's not on this side of the grave. I mean, this life is a ghetto compared with the riches that God has in store for us. So I'm not going to fix my eyes on Christmas or Easter or a better house or more money and whatever the riches and fame and all this stuff that this life has to offer, because this ain't it. You know, yeah, I use bad English there. If you consider it, this ain't it. This life isn't it. It is not it. Our eye is supposed to be fixed on the prize. This little short temporal existence of, you know, 100 years if you're really, really, really lucky, or 60, 70, 105, or 110, or even 115 years, whatever. It's nothing compared to eternity. You know, I mean, first we get a warm up to eternity. We get 1,000 years so to rule and reign during the last millennium, the Sabbath millennium here on earth. That's just going to be a warm up, okay, to what's coming in the new heaven and new earth. You know, and we have a purpose for that. And I've been talking a lot about the millennium and the difference between amillennial and premillennial. And I'm writing my book. I'm moving. I'm getting along. I want to thank everyone for their prayers that have been praying for me. It's working. I'm making a lot of headway on the Killiest section of the book. The first one is sort of a historicist apology, and the second part is a Killiest apology. And so I'm making good headway. And I think it's groundbreaking. As far as the Killiest apology part. And, you know, perhaps, and I'm trying to do it a little more down to earth so that more people can grasp it easier. I mean, it's really, if the ordinary person can't grasp it, then, you know, and only the scholars, because I've been reading some scholarly stuff, and I really enjoy it, and a lot of it's very good, even from the amillennials, and I really have a lot of respect for a lot of these guys, because, you know, I recognize that they're part of God's elect. They just don't see it, or they, you know, they really don't have the time. I mean, I've spent, what, now 15 years devoting a good part of every week, hours upon hours of study and research into prophecy since 2005. You all know it. You've been here with me on this journey, and I'm still, you know, learning more. So, and I, you know, if I have to take another year writing this book, I'm hoping I can get it done sometime soon next year. But I think I should be able to do it. But I'm really, really making some headway on it right now. So thank you all. Let's see, Antiquity in the chat room. Do we sigh and cry over the lie of Christ Mass? Do you have the mark of the beast? Well, those things, you know, if you worship Mary, that's a mark of the beast. If you pray to saints, that's a mark of the beast. If you venerate the Holy Father over there in Rome, that's a mark of the beast. You know, if you participate in transubstantiation, that's a mark of the beast. Those are all marks of the beast. You know, marks of the beast with the papal head over it. Okay? And that's where we're at today. And you know, in the past. And so what are the marks of the elect of God? You know, we live by faith. We walk by faith. We have the fruit of the Spirit exhibited in our life. And of course, there are physical marks of the beast too. And like I said, you could wear a rosary, and that would be a physical mark of the beast. You could have, you know, tattoos or whatever, worshiping things that, you know, that are anti-Christ. Those would be marks of the beast. Anything where you give your allegiance to the Antichrist or any of his beast governments out there. People who have a license to marry, you know, against God's law, that's a mark of the beast. Sorry, all those things are marks of the beast. And of course, then we get down to that monetary mark that we see there in Revelation 13, where that they're going to force everyone. Now, we've seen in the past when the Antichrist ruled the world for 1260 years, he did by force, you know, make people worship him, and he would catch what he called heretics, because heretics were heretics against the Antichrist, you know, which means you worship the true Christ. You put the word of God above the word of the papacy, you know, so they would kill you for that, or they would run an inquisition down on you. And if you did recant, then they would kill you in the state of your recantation, saying that they were saving your soul by killing you. That way you could not, recant of your recantation, you know. So they would kill you even if you recanted. That's the way the Antichrist worked for 1260 years. I mean, he wiped out entire communities, and, you know, so he killed his hundreds of millions, you know. And you'll see, you know, all these mass murderers, they all have one thing in common. They work for the Antichrist and his shadow government. You know, you can go from Hitler to Stalin to Pol Pot to the very Antichrist in the Inquisitions that he ran down for many, many years. You know, all of the murders of World War II, the Antichrist did them. That's right. Those were his wars. Those were the machinations of his shadow government. And he would love to do that to America right now. He would like to, you know, to bring about World War III just so that he can have more control. He wants to totally wipe out any vestige of liberty, you know, of our Protestant liberties. He wants to wipe them out completely. He hates, you know, the fact that you have free speech, that you have freedom of religion. The Antichrist hates that. The Antichrist does not like you to have guns. You know, all these idiots out there, the millennials that are all for communism and gun control and taking all the guns away from, you know, they have no clue. You know, they don't know. Somehow they don't know what they should know, is that before Stalin killed his 20 million people, he first disarmed the people. Yeah, he'd first disarm them. Once he had them disarmed, then he could murder them all. And he did. You know, the same thing with the Inquisitions. You know, it's what the Romans did to the Jews. You know, they couldn't have taken them if they weren't disarmed, if they had an army, you know. So we don't want to give up our arms. So I'm happy that that Americans now have more guns than ever. that gun ownership has actually gone up another 200% in this century alone in America. So you know, we got three times as many guns that we in the hands of Americans than we had at the beginning of this. Since the turn of the, the millennium, since the year 2000. And that's a comforting thing for me, you know. At least for us here in America. And America does need some judgment, at least to wake some people up and bring people back to, you know, to some right thinking, to repentance. So, If we need some hard times to bring that about, then, you know, so be it. That's what I say. And I think that with this cash thing that's going on that we talked about in the first hour, the disappearing cash, it may be a harbinger of things to come. You know, it may be that they're really going to try to pull this thing off in the next 10 years to bring about that one world monetary system, where everyone is required to worship the beast or its image or the Antichrist himself some way. Excuse me. And so it wouldn't surprise me at all when we see that the effect that the three frog spirits are having in America and over the whole world. I mean, we can't single out America. It's everywhere. Antiquity says the Jesuits are persistent. They've learned all the tricks over 500 years. They've had their setbacks. Even in their setbacks, they moved forward. You know, the Jesuits were suppressed about the same time that they moved into America. They were suppressed in Western Europe. Where did they come? They came to America. What did they institute? Well, they tried to institute the Constitution without the Bill of Rights. But, you know, the Americans weren't going for it. The Constitution seemed like a really good idea. And it was, except for a few bits of poison in there. One bit of poison was the 10-mile square set apart for an international city that is controlled by the Antichrist, Washington, D.C. That's called a concentration of power. And the Jesuits wanted that concentration of power so bad. And that was the whole reason. If they had to give us, you know, 90% of good things in the Constitution that sounded good and that would work well, and which have worked well, which have served the nation well, but that little bit of poison about concentrating power, they figured, well, we can overthrow the rest of that liberty and all of that stuff that we had to concede to these stupid Protestants. If we can concentrate power, we can overthrow the concessions that we made. That's the Jesuit thinking, because they think long term. And then they tried to get their central banks in, the Jesuit bankers, the Vatican bankers, you know, they tried to get their, we fought that. Well, of course, it took them over 100 years to get their Vatican, to get their central bank in with the Federal Reserve Act. And so now what do we have? We have a one-world Antichrist monetary system built on the back of the dollar. The Federal Reserve currency, the first world reserve currency, belongs to the Antichrist and his shadow government. And that's not good enough for them. They want, because everyone identifies that, that's American money, but it's not. It's pretend American money. Because American money was gold and silver, and every citizen owned their money. See, that was part of the liberty of America. That was part of the liberty that made America great, that brought about the riches that the Vatican and their bankers stole from us in 1913 with the Federal Reserve Act. They stole our money. They stole it all from us. Oh, you still had your money in your pockets, but now they own the money. That was the coup. I call it the Federal Reserve coup of the U.S. Treasury in 1913. It was actually an Antichrist shadow government coup of the U.S. Treasury, because when they owned the money, they owned it all. They owned all your property and everything, because it's all denominated in dollars. Now they just had to remove the silver and the gold. And they did that. Immediately they took the gold. They left the silver, but they immediately made it unlawful. They passed an unconstitutional law confiscating the gold from the people. They stole our money. That's right. See, the Antichrist doesn't give up. They think long term. So you're right. The Jesuits, they were, but they went to work. They may have been suppressed in Europe, but hey, the Americans didn't know about their tricks, did they? Obviously not. But we did get that Bill of Rights. That was helpful. We got the Bill of Rights and all of the good parts of the Constitution. And unfortunately, they've been overturning it and overturning it and ripping it away. I mean, it's kind of a joke to watch someone like Nancy Pelosi get up there and pretend to love the Constitution and want to stand by it. They break the Constitution every day. You know, they don't keep that oath. If everyone in government actually went to jail and got prosecuted for violating their oath of the Constitution, guess what? There would probably be like two people standing in the entire government. Yeah, so we can't even do that anymore. See, because when you own the money, you can buy everybody. Or you can have a Jeffrey Epstein ranch where you compromise everybody and you can blackmail them all. Yes, that's a Jesuit operation too. Believe me, that's a shadow government Jesuit operation. And sorry, no, Rick Wiles, it's not, you know, a Zionist thing. The Zionist operation is run by the Antichrist shadow government. That's one of his operations. He has all of these operations to give him layer upon layer of plausible deniability, and you're going for it. The world is going for it. The Antichrist, layer upon layer of plausible deniability, and everybody believes it. Even though all of the evidence is out there, antiquity knows about it. They've learned their tricks. Over 500 years, this shadow government has existed and worked for the Antichrist. And they never stopped, even when they were suppressed by one of the Maos, one of the Antichrist tried to, they killed him. They killed that one pope that suppressed them. And of course, guess what happened with his replacement? He brought him right back in. You're listening Across the Border. This is Prophecy Reality. This is one of the only places you're going to get it. Okay, I'm Nicholas. Need your support at FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Go there and send us a check every month. We would prefer that. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for Missionary Radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our Listen and Schedule pages on the Internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Since the beginning of time, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it, it has been traded, it has been borrowed, it has been purchased, it has been stolen, there's a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty, to ourselves and to our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188 or visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, right here on FirstAmendmentRadio.com at 4 p.m. Eastern or 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, 1-800-375-4188.
The book of Revelation says, "The spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ." This is at the very heart of FirstAmendmentRadio.com. In that spirit, we have created the Prophecy Reality News app for all of your mobile devices, streaming First Amendment Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Available for your Apple, Android device, and smartphone, absolutely free. Get the Prophecy Reality News app installed today, so you can listen to First Amendment Radio wherever you are. The Prophecy Reality News app. Get it now.
Welcome back. You're listening to Across the Border, a Prophecy Reality Edition on December 25th, 2019. And we're coming on the year 2020. And what a year it's been. Been a lot of fun. A lot of challenges in the year. I'm sure there's some people out there that are going to do some great rears and review, as they usually do. We're talking about monetary system, how cash is disappearing. And I know it's disappearing for me. I have a lot less of it than I used to, even a year ago, especially 5 years ago. It seems like I had a lot more cash in my pocket. I have a lot less now. I have a lot less support for the work I'm doing here for First Amendment Radio and Prophecy Reality. So I do need your support. So if you're giving to Benny Hinn or John Hoagie or any of those big mega ministries out there, you know, if you're giving them $1,000 a month, stop it. Yeah, please stop giving them money, and just give me half of that. Give the rest to buy some gold and silver with it, because you may need it in the years to come, especially if you're not going to take the mark of the beast. See, we have a nation full of slaves. Everybody thinks that slavery is a thing of the past, but it's not, because slaves have no money. Slaves don't own their money, and you don't own your money. I'm sorry. I don't care how many Federal Reserve dollars you have on you. I don't care how many you have in the bank. Yeah, I'm with you, Corporate. He says I'd rather give to Benny Hill than Benny Hinn. Yeah, I see that, but First Amendment Radio needs a lot more than either of those guys. They're already filthy rich. Yeah, they have their reward. We'll just put it that way. Anyway, where was I going? Yeah, drove me off course there. Let's see, to continue having a Jesuit-run CIA, Catholic in Action, conduct false flags, or conduct false flag mass shootings in an unrelenting bid to manipulate, deceive people to support gun seizure. Yeah, sorrowful to witness this in plain view. Absolutely. I agree. But there's nothing we can do about that. The only thing we can do is to continue to spread the gospel and share the truth with as many people as we can. And I was talking about owning our own money, how we have a nation of slaves, and everyone thinks that slavery is a thing of the past. They used to say, I owe my soul to the company store. And there used to be these entrepreneurs, these guys who had big companies, a lot of money, and they would hire people, but all the wages they made, they would owe to the company store because they didn't have enough money to buy stuff, so they'd go to the company store. They wouldn't make enough money, so they'd have to borrow from the company store. So they end up owning everything to the company store. The company store housed them and fed them, and so they had to pay their rent out of their wages. And the saying came about, I owe my soul to the company store. I think that's part of a song. And so they were slaves, you know, by design. You know, not that they were purchased and bought like slaves on a slave market, you know, that worked on a plantation, but they were slaves that were entrapped, you know, by design. They were trapped into slavery. And that's what America is. You know, in 1913, when the Federal Reserve coup of the U.S. Treasury for the Antichrist shadow government got a hold of our monetary system, they now own the money. And we used to be a free people because we owned our money. When you don't own your money, you don't own anything because money is used to purchase everything. Everything has got loans against it, but who owns the loans? Who owns the money? You know, they don't. When you go to the bank and borrow money to buy a house, you know, you aren't borrowing the money from your neighbor or from somebody who put money and worked hard like it used to be before when we owned our own money. Actually, the government needed to collect taxes. But you notice when the government needed money, they didn't collect that much. You know, I mean, 20% would seem outrageous. And you know, they collected excise and tariffs and those kind of taxes, you know, but because there was no direct tax allowed by the Constitution. Oh, the Antichrist hated that one. You know, because if you can't run an inquiry into the finances of each individual, well, you can't control the people. That's why the Antichrist hates not having that income tax. They had to get that. And it took them, you know, what, 150 years to, it took until World War II really to enforce the income tax. Because the income tax, when it was passed, okay, and then it was challenged by the, I guess it went to the Supreme Court and they challenged it. And the government says, oh, well, the income tax, it imposes no new tax because it wasn't on individuals, but it was only on corporations and incorporated companies. Okay? So it wasn't on individuals. So they were collecting taxes on businesses. Right. Not on individuals. Not until World War II. Then it became patriotic, you know, to support the war effort. And of course, after that, it became mandatory. In no short time, within 20 years, it was now mandatory. You know, the law never changed. You know, they just kept making up laws that for the people that were volunteering. Now, once we got you, we have a social contract. If you violate our social contract, we'll prosecute you. And that's basically what's been going on here. You know, social contracts are enforceable by law if you can make a case. And apparently, they made their case, with the courts. And, of course, they pay all the judges, too. And now all the judges, it gets pretty tricky. But, that's why they attack anybody. I mean, the whole patriot movement back in the 80s, 90s of the last century, they had to put that to death. And they did, burn down a few compounds and murder a few people, and everybody gets in line. That's right. And then they, call them bad names and accuse them of things they didn't do that are very egregious. And, they take care of it that way. Yes, the corporate is true. It says that naturally the businesses and corporations simply raise their prices to pay the taxes. And they did. So you think about it. When people own the money, the taxes were low. But see, the thing is, once they gain control, they want to keep raising them and take more and more. Because what they're really stealing is your labor. And if you don't own your labor, because that was the thought, you can't tax people directly, because their labor is a gift from God. And you can't tax a gift from God. And it's a gift from God to the people. Their labor and their life is their soul. Your soul is your life. And so that was the whole idea behind that liberty of there being no direct taxes. And that's what it means in the and the Constitution still stands. They never overthrew or rewrote that part of the Constitution or amended it in any way with them. There's nothing that says we now can have a direct tax on the people. There's nothing like that. It's still against the law, but you see what that concentration of power in Washington, D.C. accomplished. And that's the far-reaching, long view that the Antichrist has, because the Antichrist has been around for 1,260 years, 1,300 years, 1,400 years. Yes, perhaps, if their 1,260 years ended at the same time we got our Constitution here, well, add to that, another 150 years. And that's how long the Antichrist has been around. He had his overt temporal reign in the Western Europe for 1,260 years. And then that wound has been healed. And the Antichrist is doing very well, but become very wise. Doesn't want, like I said, layer upon layer of plausible deniability. Zionism, Freemasonryism, Illuminati, the CIA, you name it. It goes on and on. All of the Jesuit universities, the Department of Education, when you control the money, you buy it all. You own it all. And they took the wealth of America. They've robbed us. In 1913, they robbed America. They stole every American's money from them, and they turned us all into slaves. That is our judgment. That is a judgment upon America. And our slavery keeps getting deeper and deeper. I mean, at least, until we can still hold on to some cash. It's not our money, but we can hold on to it. We can hold it in our hand. But with digital, which is what he really wants, all of it digital, and, here it is right here, the economists get ready, for a world currency. That was it. That's what they want. All digital, one world currency under the image of the beast, the United Nations, the new world order. Let's say it. New world order. Not the old world order, but the new world order, but the same guy in charge, the Antichrist. See, in the old world, during his 1,260-year reign, the Antichrist ruled in the old world, because basically that was the world. But the New World, in his rebirth, he operates from the New World. Washington, D.C., New York City, where his image of the beast stands, the United Nations. It is an image of the government that the Antichrist controlled and ruled for 1260 years. It's an image of that. Okay? That's what it is. It's an image of a world governing authority. Now it's domiciled in the New World in New York City, and it rules the whole world. That's the object. The United Nations is an Antichrist shadow government project. Don't even doubt it for a minute. It was all foretold, and there's really nothing we can do about it except for live our own lives according to God's will and wake up as many people as we can, the elect. We don't know who they are. We can't decide whether someone's elect or not. All we can do is go around and find out. Shake them a little bit. Are you elect? Will you respond to the gospel? Well, does Jesus' blood, does it cover your sins? Will you be resurrected on the great day of God Almighty to return with him? To conquer evil and to rule the world for 1,000 years? Do you have hope? Do you want hope? No, most people don't, unfortunately. They're happy with what they have. It's enough for them to enjoy the pleasures of this life for a season. And a lot of them believe lies like they'll get to go to purgatory and pay it off. And eventually they'll get to go to heaven and be with, you know, float in the ether with Jesus and the angels. You know, that's the Catholic lie of purgatory. That's what the Antichrist is selling you. And I don't think he believes it himself. Yeah. He certainly doesn't act like it. He doesn't believe in creationism. He believes in evolution. And now he's just ignoring the Bible altogether. At least this Jesuit Pope is. Just bringing them all in. The Antichrist wants every religion in the world under him. He wants them all to worship the beast. Or its image. Or him directly. It doesn't matter to him which one. And what is the mark of the beast? Is it a number? Well, I believe that the financial number, you know, it says that you'll need a number to buy or sell. So if there's a number you need to buy or sell, well, I would be wary of that. That's why I rejected the Social Security number. I said, well, you know, this smacks too close to the mark of the beast, and here it is. It wasn't here before, you know, the Federal Reserve coup of the U.S. Treasury. It came on, you know, quickly in the last century. When you compare that with whatever the last 1,000 years, that's pretty quick. And now everyone in the world has a identifying number and they're all, you know, what do you call it? They're all treated by treaty. They're all together now. All of those monetary identifications of all those different countries are by treaty the same thing. Now that's exactly how the Jesuit shadow government that works for the Antichrist would run that operation. I mean, how would you expect it? You read the Bible. Come on, all of you futurists out there. It's time to stop being ignorant and realize the Antichrist has been with us all along. And that, yes, he's not hiding, and you can know who he is. And no, it's not. There's no 7-year tribulation where you're going to be raptured away from while something else happens on earth. Some different dispensation for the Jews, that the Jews get saved without Jesus or something, because Jesus and the church and the Holy Ghost are going to be in heaven having a banquet or a party or something for 7 years, you know, while everyone on earth is suffering without the Holy Ghost, and the Jews are performing animal sacrifices in a temple, waiting for the Antichrist to go in there and proclaim himself to be God. You know, that's a fantasy. You know, that's not in the Bible. That's only in futurist writings. You know, get my book, the name of my book, and I wrote it especially for dispensational futurists, and that is, when the third temple is built, the rapture play will begin, and you'll get an idea of how this thing is going to run down. I expect, you know, that sometime in the next decade, they will begin to build a temple-type building over there. They'll call it a temple, whether it is, whether they have animal sacrifice, because part of the script is that they won't be able to have animal sacrifice, that they're going to put an end to the sacrifice and oblation in the midst of the week or something. So maybe they'll start it, or maybe they'll have it planned, but then say no, they'll squash it in the middle of the week or something. Somehow they'll fit it into their script. But everyone, when they start building the temple, yeah, and when nobody's raptured, they're just going to say, you know, it's diabolical when you think about it. How this doctor, only Satan could come up with this thing, you know, that there's going to be a rapture 7 years and you can't know who the Antichrist is until it happens. And then nobody's raptured. They start building the temple. That's the kickoff point. That's the one they're not going to be able to wiggle out of. You know, the rapture has to happen based on when they start to build that temple, when there's an agreement and they start building that temple and nobody's raptured. You know, this is the diabolical part. When nobody's raptured, they can't say, well, it's not true. Because then you have to wait 3.5 years because they've made it multiple choice to begin with. So they got to drag it out for 3.5 years because you didn't get raptured. They go, oh, see, the mid-tribulationist, that's the correct position. You know, we didn't really know, but now we know it wasn't pre-trib, it's mid-trib. So they're going to wait 3.5 years, and then 4 years are going to go by. No one's going to be raptured at 3.5 years either. And, but that's fine. Like, this is the diabolical part of this whole scheme, is that, you know, you've got to be put off for another 3.5 years. They're going to say it's post-trib. Jesus is coming, the rapture is going to be, sorry about that, but, you know, God changed his mind. You know, it wasn't plan A or B, we're going with plan C. That's, you know, but there is, you know, now, if you're a Reformed Christian, there's no plan B anywhere. It was all already done and created, and God already saw the beginning from the end. Just because you're stuck in the middle here somewhere and you can't see the end doesn't mean that God didn't see it already. Otherwise, how could he have wrote about it in advance? There is no plan B. Everything that has happened was God's plan to begin with. And he said, all things work together for good to those that love God, to those that are called according to his purpose. That's the plan. It's all written down in the Bible. Everything it says in the book will come to pass. The Word of God will stand. There is no plan B. There's only plan A. So there's no multiple choice raptures. There's none of the raptures, because even after they build the temple, 7 years later, the Antichrist is going to stand up. And he's going to say, the New World Order is here. That I am the fulfillment of the millennial reign of Christ. And now we are ushering in the millennium of peace forever and a world without end. Something like that. You can count on it that the Antichrist will stand up. He's not going to go into the temple in the middle of the week. You can find out that was all wrong too. You know, it's all in my book here. It's a little book. It's like 11 point type. Little more than 100 pages, very easy to read and understand. You know, it's got some charts in the back to tell about what year is it. And, you know, read it, you know, pray about it. You can get it for free by going to my website, crosstheborder.org. Go to the free ebook tab there and follow the instructions and you'll get your free PDF or EPUB version of the book. Sorry, I can't send you a print version, but you can buy one there if you want one, because I don't have a printing press, and I'm just a poor boy, okay? I can't afford the paper, ink, and stuff like that, and postage. But I'll give you a free e-copy, all right? So make sure you do that. Crosstheborder.org or nicholasarthur.wordpress.com, and click on the free ebook tab there and make sure. And spread it around, you know? I mean, well, part that's what I ask you to do is post it on your, in order to get a free e-copy, I just ask you to post it on your Facebook or email it to somebody else. You don't have to prove it to me. Just, you know, why would you lie? You're getting a free book. Or call your uncle on the phone and tell him to go to firstamendmentradio.com or crosstheborder.org and check it out. You know, just share it somehow. The more people you share it with, the better for the work that we're doing here. Okay. I think I've just run out of time. Well, thank you all for showing up today. May the Almighty bless you and keep you as you walk on the narrow way that leads to life. Please keep your eye on the prize. The kingdom of God is where you need to be. We'll see you next time.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media Channel. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary, on a continual basis. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs on our Listen and Schedule pages. Then when you subscribe, we will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We ask you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program, host, or cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
The book of Revelation says, the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. This is at the very heart of FirstAmendmentRadio.com. In that spirit, we have created the Prophecy Reality News.